Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center is taking action after the identification of a novel Morbilla virus. First of all, what has been identified, by whom, where was it found, and what is the significance of this development?
Sure. One of the primary mission statements of the Swine Health Information Center is to make sure that we monitor for emerging diseases. We do our best to prevent, but make sure that we're also prepared to respond and recover from emerging diseases. In 2020, there was a report from Iowa State University about a novel morbillivirus that was recovered from a herd that was in Mexico. And there were fetal deaths, encephalitis, and some abortions in swine litters in Mexico, and they sent samples into Iowa State University for diagnosis. That diagnosis came back with an identification of a new type of virus, a novel virus, morbillivirus, that is a cousin, if you will, to canine distemper. And that virus caused those problems. It was the only pathogen that was recognized in those pigs and those herds from Mexico. And so there was an assumption that that was the etiology or the cause of those clinical signs, that was the cause of the infection. When the Swine Health Information Center found out about this, we talked to Iowa State University, the researchers at Iowa State University, and offered help to further characterize this virus, to make sure that we look at metagenomic sequencing of the virus, to look at the diagnostics, to look at the infectivity, to look at the pathogenicity, to do some more testing on this morbillivirus so we could understand more about it. At this point, we have no information that it's either in the U.S. or in Canada. It was a novel virus that was uncovered in some infection in Mexico, and we don't want to leave that smoldering. We want to make sure that we understand what's happening within that herd, within that virus, how it works, and what we can do about it to make sure that we're prepared should it move north into the U.S. and into Canada.
What do we know at this point about this infection, about its pathogenicity, and its infectability?
Well, we really don't know a whole lot yet. What we know is the clinical signs on the farm itself. And so there were reproductive signs that included the fetal death and abortions. It included encephalitis in young pigs, which was an interesting find. So it was not only just in reproductive issues, but included some encephalitis in young pigs. And that's really about all we know about it so far. What we've done is we've uncovered it. And what we're doing now is further study to make sure that we understand the issues of transmission, the risks of transmission and infection, and the sequela or what that infection can mean. So we're just on the front of this. And it's part of the mission of the Swine Health Information Center to make sure that when reports like this come out, that we follow up on them and make sure we don't let something slip through the cracks.
What are the anticipated timeframes for this follow-up?
We're going to work on this just as quickly as we can. We expect within the next 6 months, we will have some information from the infection trials that will go on at Iowa State University. So as that happens, as that comes out, even before the final, if there are preliminary reports, we're going to release those preliminary reports and make sure people are aware, because one of the things we want to make sure of is that if this happens on any farm in the U.S. or Canada, that the practitioner and the producer have this in their mind as a possibility. So it's something that is probably low risk. I will offer that it's probably very low risk of anything happening in the U.S. or Canada right now. But we want to make sure that if it were to happen, that there's enough awareness out in the countryside that people can put this on their radar and can be aware and look for novel viruses like this.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, Bruce, I think this is a great example of collaboration between the Swine Health Information Center and university researchers, whether it's Iowa State, Minnesota, South Dakota State, Kansas State, Illinois, a number of them across the country, and also including the universities in Canada. One of the things that the center is trying to do is make sure that everyone's communicating, everybody's aware, and that we don't let anything slip through the cracks. So that collaboration with academia, whether it's Canada, the U.S., or elsewhere, is a really important part with this veterinary diagnostic lab work, that we do the best we can do to work for producers to make sure we address emerging disease.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for the opportunity.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.